Hi, hello, my fellow junkies. This is South Music Addict here, and welcome to the Music Addict 27 podcast, where it's for all music lovers alike. Today, we're going to be reviewing the new 21 Savage album, American Dream. This is the brand new third solo studio album by rapper 21 Savage, following up from his 2019 sophomore album that he dropped back then, I Am Greater Than I Was, which was a really strong album to kind of go on to for his personal development as well as a artist. Really pulls on a nice set of songs as well as some great features to kind of pull up some mainstream appeal and getting some more success at that time, as well as the time in between that and this new album, going from a collab album he did with Drake, having a sequel to Savage Mode, as well as having some more legal issues that the concept for this album, American Dream, will go on to from his own little biopic that's coming in July with Childish Gambino and one of the actors from Stranger Things as well too, which is going to be something to say the least too. Starting off with this album's concept with the title track, American Dream, shows off 21 Savage's mom kind of talking about the highs and lows of 21's career, having to show in nice little insight to bring us into All of Me, which is pretty much a self-development type of song to kind of show in a more soulful sample and the stuff that he's been through throughout the whole topic of himself and improving as an artist as well as an individual, with some nice laid-back flow to kind of bounce back with. It really works well, as well as this album has some features to have some interesting ranges from Doja Cat, Metro Boomin, Travis Scott, Mariah the Scientist, Brett Faiyaz, so on and so forth, and the way of promoting it by doing their baby pictures to confirm the features. And even though we get a Young Thug feature on this album here, it is technically censored at this time of the recording because of his little trial case that he's still going on to for it. Still is a good song. I like Pop Your Shit having to kind of be more of that braggadocious flexing type of song. Really works well as the compliment for Metro Boomin on the production. Really works well. Same thing with the Travis Scott collab that he has on this one, Nina, which is a really great song. Having to pull in Trav to hook us right in with a very hungry verse, like he's really rapping his ass off for it. I'm really impressed to say the least, especially when he has the R&B singers on it, such as Summer Walker on Prove It. Really does a nice job with it, having to pull in a nice balance of hard gangster lyrics with some soft feminine R&B vocals. Does have a little reminiscence of their last track that they did together, Secrets. In a similar way, I do see how Brent Faiyaz's feature on the song You Should Have Wore a Bonnet has a similar approach, but trying to be more romantic with it and saying like, oh yeah, I want to do you on the floor, should fuck up your hair a little bit. It's really interesting. I do like the idea and concept for it. Cool stuff, as well as having a interesting Afrobeat close to the end of the album with Burna Boy on the song Just Like Me, having to balance out a nice little contrast with it. Similar to other songs on this one, has a nice catchy appeal for some songs such as Red Rum or Sneaky. Those two are my favorite songs, have it on repeat. I like the catchiness on Sneaky when you see the ad-lib ending out every line of his song. Really works well. Red Rum also has a nice job of being theatrical and dramatic with the string intro, as well as having some opera-esque vocal trap beats to kind of go on to compliment, saying Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum, having a nice little Shining reference as well too. Cool stuff. I like the ideas for it. Other features on this album, such as Lil Durk on Dangerous, does a nice job with his verse, kind of compliments out really well. Another Metro Boomin beat, does a great job with it, pretty much talking about the risk and success you might get living the street life. Really works well. I do say one of my underrated tracks on that album there, as well as closing out for this album here with Dark Days with Mariah the Scientist, kind of be more of that heartfelt, introspective, personal song to kind of close out this album. Maybe a little bit similar to the verses that he's written for 3 AM in Glenwood on the Her Loss album. Kind of be more his best verse for last, to say the least, too, kind of showing off more personalized verses that we see talking about his events that he's been through, about having his legal issues, even kind of showing off how the street life has kind of affected him growing up, so on and so forth. And Mariah does a nice job in kind of balancing out with the hook with the nice feminine vocals. Really great job with it. Overall, I do see that 21 Savage does a nice job in kind of showing off his concept of the American dream that he sees in his eyes, and having this to be a quote-unquote soundtrack slash album for 21 Savage to kind of compliment for the biopic. In all honesty, I was expecting a little bit of a Childish Gambino feature on this album, maybe have a sequel to Monster from that album, but it's all right. Nothing too bad, nothing too crazy. Most of the stuff really shine on for 21 Savage really well, having to see the nice eclectic descriptions that we go on to for it. For other songs like Letters to My Brother, more of an idea and concept to kind of concrete out, saying, hey, this is my stuff that I've seen from the streets. This is just my lessons. These are my wisdoms that I'm giving you, kind of giving you game. It's like what to do and all this stuff. Really cool stuff. I like the more introspective and more personalized 21 Savage verses that we see from him, on especially on this album here, with the more slower, catchier songs. Really does a nice job with it. The overall project, I do think that this is a successful album, having to show off more improvements from his last solo album that we got, and throughout the features and collab projects that we got from 21 Savage. Really shines on really well, going on to a full length album, 15 tracks long. Really solid stuff. I'm giving this a 9 out of 10 for this project here, primarily because, like I said, it's a strong album, having to kind of bounce out to a concept project for this, having the biopic coming in sometime in July. Really cool stuff, showing more personal insight from 21 Savage's life and how it affected him going into as an artist, as well as having some great features, great production, having an interesting rollout for it. Really works well with it. And that will conclude this episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully got some new music out of it. Would I recommend this one? I definitely would. If you want some nice 21 Savage and some catchy production, I definitely recommend you it. If you like this project, great. If not, no worries. I love every single one of you guys. Thank you so much. But remember, this is my personal opinion based on my personal enjoyment of this project. Thank you, Kevin Kramer Junkies.